This is Health Matters reporting on bread, a staple of the world diet once known as the staff of life.
After Hurricane Irma swept parts of Florida, some of the state's most vulnerable residents are relying on bread and canned tuna fish. When you live below the poverty line, you don't have many options, but bread is a basic, especially if your only other staples are tuna fish or peanut butter.
You can be sure desperate people who stocked up for the hurricane bought factory-produced bread. The difference in price between local bakery bread and mass-produced bread is significant.
Not to mention the difference in nutritional value. Last year, the Huntington Post reported that good old-fashioned white bread is basically as an enormous sugar cube. White bread will very quickly take your blood sugar on a roller coaster ride to the ceiling and then back to the floor.
When your blood sugar is roller coasting on a regular basis, heart attack, stroke, fatty liver, obesity, and diabetes are waiting in the wings, which is why a diet that relies heavily on white bread is not healthy. White bread uses bleached wheat flour that is stripped of protein and an important B vitamins. The fact that it is enriched does not replace the vital nutrients lost.
But many of us know that white bread lacks nutrients, and there are many options to white bread today, from whole wheat bread to multigrain to breads with flax, sunflower, or sesame seeds.
The problem is that some multigrain varieties are very close to white bread in nutritional content. They still lack fiber, protein, and B vitamins because the predominant flour is still refined white flour. As for whole wheat bread, multiple studies have shown that there isn't that much nutritional difference between whole wheat and white bread.
Especially when it comes to the glycemic index. The glycemic index is a number that indicates the rate at which the body converts carbohydrates in food into glucose. A high glycemic index converts carbs very quickly, which is a primary reason why blood sugar levels can spike and crash.
The glycemic index of foods is printed on packaged food labels. The number 55 or lower means the rate of conversion into glucose is low. Anything above 69 means that glucose will rapidly enter your bloodstream, and that's not good, whether or not you have diabetes.
The closer a food is to how it's found in nature, the lower its glycemic index. In other words, refined and processed foods are higher up the scale. At the same time, the glycemic index is a starting point on paper. How the index works when a carbohydrate leaves your plate depends on a number of things. Cooking and other foods you eat at the same time are factors. Fat, fiber, and acids such as vinegar and lemon juice lower the glycemic index. And if most of your meal has a low glycemic index, glucose uptake will balance out.
Ripeness is a factor as well. The riper a banana, for example, the higher its glycemic index. And age affects how quickly the body absorbs carbohydrates. As we age, metabolism tends to slow down.
Getting back to bread, it's important for people with diabetes to realize that when it comes to the glycemic index, factory-made whole wheat breads are highly glycemic. But the index starts to go down when other whole grains like rye and barley are added.
There's another factor that lowers the glycemic index of bread, sourdough. Sourdough bread is raised by a starter culture that contains microbes. It's a different chemistry than that of bread made with yeast. Sourdough microbes turn into acids that slow down the rate at which glucose enters the bloodstream, which is why sourdough bread has a lower glycemic index. Sourdough varieties are a good choice for people who need to manage their blood glucose levels.
Sprouted grain breads are also a good choice. A study of overweight men and obese men found that their glycemic response to sprouted grain bread was lower than with other whole grain bread. Plus, the metabolic responses after eating was improved.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Tashana Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.